You're listening to the NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network, part of Sports Illustrated, giving you daily NFL Draft, Dynasty, and Devy Fantasy Football podcasts.
Welcome into the Dynasty Draft Room, presented by Sports Illustrated's NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. I'm your host, Anthony Correnti, joined by my co-hosts, Ryan Searfoss and Eric Adams. Boys, how are we feeling tonight?
Fantastic, man. Ready back at it. Dynasty season. All of our teams are out, so it's full-on draft season now.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just said to somebody else earlier today, it's like, don't you ever feel like sometimes off season is like the dynasty regular season? Like, this is like the real fun part of the season.
I've had more trading in my leagues in the past week and a half than we had the last 8 weeks of the season.
Yeah, everybody's phenomenal. Fired back up. Well, on today's show, we're going to be jumping into a little bit of a mailbag, answer some questions that we took on Twitter, Reddit, all over the internet, and help out with whatever we can as it relates to offseason problems, and then check in on some ADP on a couple guys. I think we got five or six guys that we're going to talk about where they're currently going average draft position wise and see if it lines up with what we're thinking. Before we get into that, just a reminder that this is a daily podcast feed filled with analysts and experts providing unmatched insight into the NFL, college football, and fantasy football. We provide this feed totally ad-free. And all that we ask in return is that you please leave us a 5-star rating and check out our written content over at si.com/NFL/draft. So we got a handful of mailbag questions here. We got to start it off with this one with the fantastic name that we were just laughing about privately. This one came from Reddit from the Turd Trimester. And that username is a real work of art. It really is.
Like, my question is on the name before we get to it. Like, how long into the poop is the third trimester? Like, is it 7 minutes
kind
in?
Of question
is it
that?
Halfway through?
What kind it's of after the second and before the fourth, the third trimester.
It's pretty self-explanatory, Ryan.
Yeah.
Where does it take place? When does it take place?
In the turd.
Well, Mr. Turd asks us, says, I'd love to hear about trading down in drafts, what it would take for you to send away the 101 with a few different takes. So let's assume it's this year's crop of players. What would it take for you to, I guess, trade away the 101 in a pick for player scenario? And what would it take for you to slide back, say, from, I don't know, the 101 to mid to back half of the first round?
I mean, for player for the 101, probably in ADP, the top 30 guys in Superflex. I know you probably, most people won't accept that, even though it doesn't make sense, but probably the top like 30 guys. Maybe 20. Maybe a little bit over. But, like, we don't know. This year's 101's not set like it was the other years. Like, we don't have a guy who is – they're going to be a superstar like Jamar Chase. We have 7 wide receivers and 3 running backs who we don't know where to order. So, either getting a pick and a player or getting a player who I know is going to be a sure thing, I feel much more comfortable that way than – with the 101.
I agree with that. And like you just said, Ryan, because there's no Jamar Chase or slam dunk superstar this year, the 101 is probably going to be devalued a little bit.
But it won't. Like, closer to the draft we get, we'll have
somebody gets antsy. People get antsy.
But, like,
and they want to trade for it.
If you don't believe in somebody right now, where are you going to? Right? I don't know.
No, that's true. That's true. As we get closer, they definitely like guys more. One thing I would entertain doing is, like, you think we just talk about moving back or just like a pick for player thing. I would take the 101 and a player, and I would go after like a high priced guy. Cause I feel like the 101 and throw in like Know. What are we looking at? Najee Harris. Like, if I gave you the 101 and Najee Harris for Jonathan Taylor, I think I would probably do that. And I think there's a chance I could possibly get it if I had, like, maybe a 201. I don't know. I feel like that's the way I'd go about it.
I think a lot of people would probably, like, say they wouldn't do that. But it's a strong case to make and, like, a compelling offer. If you come offering the 101 and a player like Najee or, you know, Javonte Williams or somebody of that caliber and try and, you know, come for Jonathan Taylor. The 101.
Would you rather have DK Metcalf for the 101?
That's tough.
That is hard.
Good line right there.
That's 20. That's 27 and ADP.
That's like the perfect line. I think that this year, I think I'd rather have DK.
Okay. How about Javonte Williams?
I'd rather have Javonte Williams.
We're at 30.
I'd also rather have Javonte Williams than DK.
Yeah.
Super flex Mac Jones or the 101.
Oh, Eric.
I'm taking Mac.
Well, you have to.
I'd rather have Mac. Yeah.
You have to.
I feel more comfortable about him than the other quarterbacks.
Yeah. Honestly, it's hard because, like, your gut wants to go with it's 101 and I need the new shiny quarterback, except this quarterback class is.
Yep.
Honestly, where I'm at with this quarterback class is if I had the 101 and I'm like, trying to address quarterback further, I would rather do what Eric said, take the 101 and package something else and try and improve at quarterback. And if that doesn't work, honestly, I'd rather slide back a little bit because the guys I think I'm going to end up liking most at quarterback, I don't think will be the consensus guys. And I feel like I can get them a little bit later. Like, I don't know that there's a big difference taking Kenny Pickett, if that's your guy, 101. Versus Sam Howell or Carson Strong later in the first round.
Yeah. I mean, once you get to that, like, lower level, like with Mac Jones, even though you probably take Mac Jones in that deal, you counter with some Mac Jones plus something. Probably that late first that they have.
If it was just picks, would you trade the 101 for, say, the 109? The 109, the 209, and a first next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would do that.
Yeah.
Because I feel if that comes down to what I feel about the class. I don't like – I don't even – if I had the 101 this year, I don't know who I would take. No, I really don't know. If I had the 109, people would make my decision for me. Right. And I'd be like, okay, good.
I'd say there's a 90% chance I'd be trading back another 101.
Yep.
Like, and I'm probably doing it draft day because somebody's going to have their guy.
Yeah,
the guy at 106 might love Kenny Pickett, or he might love Trey Burks. Like, but you have that trade option.
Now, again, we can change our opinions here if this is post-draft. If your rookie draft is post-draft and you know the landing spots, oh, that might change quick. So,
oh, yeah. But as of now, I probably wouldn't trade back, and there have to be at least two firsts involved in a second. No matter where. No, if I'm moving back two spots, I still want another first.
Yeah.
Yeah. To move back and not get like a proven player back, I want a 23 first. The problem is, I think a lot of people, well, somebody will get desperate enough if they want to come up, but people are going to cling to those 23 firsts.
People get excited. I'll even say people like me. I don't have first round picks right now because I trade and wave win now. And I want them so bad now, even though I don't even care about the class. I just want to be involved in the draft.
Yeah.
You always feel FOMO.
It's FOMO.
When you don't have picks.
Yeah.
I guarantee you there's multiple people in your league who have FOMO and they'll want that 101.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. Let's get to the next guy on the list here. Another Reddit question from Dearth of Girth.
Are we allowed to say that? We're going to find out.
He says, what are your thoughts on needs-based drafting versus best pick available in rookie drafts?
Let me tell you, Dearth of Girth, I don't like it. I'm not a fan. Get it out of here. No, I'm kidding. Continue, I'm sorry.
Yep. Does the strategy change for early versus late rounds? Does it vary for contending versus rebuilding rosters? I just am pretty consistently. I'm going to try and draft whoever I think the best player is. I try not to get too hung up on what my roster really needs in rookie drafts, because I'd rather have whoever I think the best player is and kind of stay fluid from there and maneuver the trade market that way.
Yeah. Rosters are so fluid in Dynasty. Just take the best player.
Yeah.
Either he's going to work out, be on your team. You're going to trade him because he's this player and somebody's going to want him. He's not you. Like, it's the best player. Like, I know we kept talking about quarterback 101. I'm probably not taking the quarterback 101 this year. I might not take him in the top three. Like, there's other guys I like. If I think they're better players, they'll give me more fantasy points. I'm probably going to lean that way. Like, it's best player available. You'll fill out your roster at some point. But my roster in this point in time, I don't care about it. Same with startups. Like, it's best available player.
Yeah.
Always plenty take BPA.
Yeah, plenty of time to figure out who you're starting where. Lots of time before the season fires back up.
A lot of time, especially if you're a crazy person drafting now or right before the draft. Like,
yeah,
you're going to have time.
Yeah,
and you don't have time. If you're late, you don't want to start the rookies, and if you're early, you probably not have that great of a team, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's true. All right, last one here before we check on some ADP data. Our very own Skip Newton. Make sure you listen to Skip on the Devy Show on Fridays. They've been doing great stuff. Skip says, how do you have the 2021 rookie QBs after their first season? And who, if any, should Dynasty managers look to acquire?
I only have one change. It's not the change you think.
Come on. How could it not be the change you think?
Trevor's still one. Fields is still two. I've flip-flopped Trey Lance and Zach Wilson 3 to 4. So I have Trey Lance at 3 because I just love what the Niners have, and I thought Trey looked good in a spot duty this year. And then, I still believe in Zach, and then Mac at 5. I'm not changing my ranking after one season. Like, I didn't see anything where I'm like, you know what? Nope, going to throw it away. I feel the same way about these guys that I felt before the season.
Yeah. Probably Trevor, Fields, Wilson, Lance, Mac. Like, nothing's changed. Most of them were either, other than Mac, were in a really, really shitty situation. And
well, Trey wasn't in a crap situation. He just didn't start.
He was a backup. That's terrible. Yeah. That's just as bad for him.
That's bad for the reputation.
That's bad for your reputation. But like the guys who started, they're in a bad situation, man. I mean,
we got even with that though, they all showed promise at times. Like, yeah, they all flashed it. It was like, okay, they have it. It's there. They just need to develop it now.
I'm really excited about Zach Wilson. Like, he's talking about ones to acquire. That's one I probably want to go get. Just because I love his skill set. And
like, we I think he'd be cheap as dirt, too.
He's the cheapest of them. They have $52 million spent. They're probably going to bring in a wide receiver. Like, he's a slam dunk buy for me because he's not going to cost anything because nobody likes him. Other than Anthony.
Hey, that's true.
We love it. This is a Zach Wilson friendly pod.
This is a Zach Wilson pod. I want all of them. I'll trade for all of them.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I think they're all at a pretty fair price right now.
They're all buys for me.
Except for Mac. I feel like Mac Jones is the hardest one to get.
Yeah, and I'm gonna come right out with it. I would not pay up for Mac Jones right now.
Yeah, I'd probably sell Mac Jones.
I would definitely sell Mac Jones. Until he gets that wide receiver one that they need, dude. Like, what the volume in the passing attack look like this year? That's it. That's like, what they're going to be doing.
He could be a really good quarterback and never put up like huge fantasy numbers, and that's fine.
He'll have a Matt Ryan season where he gets top six. Mark my words.
I'm sure he will. But like consistently year after year, I don't see him as that dude.
At least fantasy. Definitely not yet.
Not yet. I think it could happen with a premier wide receiver. Like I keep putting these two together, but I don't hope this as a Jets fan. But I would love to see George Pickens. on that offense. I really want to see Mac Jones throwing to George Pickens. That he would gets, be
if he gets the wide receiver, everything changes. Then yeah, then I'm like, oh, Mac's taking off.
How many touchdowns did Mac throw this year?
22.
Okay, so with a, like going into year two, if they add like a stud wide receiver like that, I don't think it's crazy to think he could throw, you know, 31 touchdowns.
28.
Yeah, like I think it could be right around 30. Somewhere in that 28 to 31 range. And if that happens, I mean, Kirk Cousins flirts with QB1 fantasy value, throwing 30 to 33 touchdowns the last two or three years.
You had to bring up Kirk Cousins while we're answering Skip's question.
We're sorry, Skip. I didn't mean to work Kirk Cousins in there.
Rude.
Hey, I'm sorry. At least it's a new era in Minnesota. Yeah. Until they hire Leslie Frazier. Oh, wait. Haven't they already had Leslie Frazier? They've already had Leslie Frazier. I'm so sorry, Skip. I'll stop.
Oh, no. All right. So that's it. Couple mailbag questions. Let's talk some ADP. So we made a list of five to six guys. We lumped a couple of them together at the end here. Cam Akers. Everybody's talking Cam Akers off of his crazy return from injury. He's playing in the playoffs. The Rams are winning. Cam Akers getting drafted like the RB 50. All this ADP data is from DLF and for the month of January. So just keep that in mind. But so far in January, Cam Akers getting drafted like the RB 15. Eric, why don't you start us off? You think that's too high, too low, or just right for Cam Akers?
I think that's a nice sweet spot. I think that's a good value, to be honest. When I do my projections in August, I will probably have Cam Akers as an RB1. I would not be surprised. They ran the ball so well this year. It's McVay. They're going to return like most of this offense. I really don't see Odell leaving either. Like, that's a good offense to be a top running back in, and he's going to be the guy. So, if he looked that good that soon off of the Achilles, yep, I'm all in on Cam Akers.
Yeah, they've made an average running back. They've made average running backs look great all season.
You really just had to throw it in there, huh? This average running back, huh? Yeah, Sony didn't look great or anything.
This show is turning disrespectful.
Respect playoff Sony, Ryan. Respect
Cam Akers is such a talent compared to what they've worked with all year. And I'm excited to see it, dude. There's a good chance he can be a top 12 guy. And I have him at RB16 right now, but it feels like it's value. It's crazy he's above Derrick Henry in ADP still. Until we see Derrick Henry run absolutely wild on the Bengals this week. And everybody moves him back up. But
wait, where is Derrick Henry going?
Derrick Henry is going as RB16 in startups.
People, this is why you continuously lose in fantasy football. Like that right there. If we had to put one ADP as why people lose in fantasy football year after year, it's that. You get vultured on by people like us. That's what happens. 16?
Derrick Henry is struck right between Cam Akers and Dave Montgomery.
Guys, come on. Don't. Why? Why?
It's upsetting. Like, I know he's old. And
where do you have Derrick Henry?
He's not old. Is he? How old is he?
He's not old.
He's old. Yeah, that's old.
Oh my God.
I don't think he's that old.
Not for Derrick Henry.
He's 28.
I saw him at 8.
He just turned 28.
I was my dynasty RB8.
Okay, I have him at 6.
If you don't have him top 10, man, like you. Yeah.
If he's not top 10, yeah.
You're telling on yourself. Yeah. Ryan thinks he's Samuel L. Jackson's age and he's still a stride up.
I'd like to add a running back to the show sheet right now. Sure. Since we're on these older running backs.
We don't have the time. I'm kidding.
We do. Alvin Kamara.
Ooh, good one.
Like, he is a legit kind of an issue of fantasy. So he's RB7 ADP. Like, are you guys comfortable with that?
I still have him higher than that.
Where do you have him?
RB5.
Where the hell did Kamara finish? What number did Kamara finish at? I know he missed time.
He missed time.
Oh, I'm looking at wide receivers. Maybe that's why he's not popping up. Be a better receiver, Alvin Kamara. He's a very good one.
He finishes eighth. Yeah. RB eighth.
Where'd you say he was? Six? He was going?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm all right with it. He did that. He finished his RB eight and he missed four games. I'm good with it.
And he was RB six in points per game.
Yeah, nah, so, I'm still on Alvin Kamara. Yeah,
I'm still in.
He is a problem. He's so good in the passing game too, dude. Like, oh my God, he had New England's linebackers in hell. I love Alvin Kamara. That's my guy.
He's still two spots.
Zeke, on the other hand, trash.
Zeke's plummeted. He's RB 18.
Yeah. Would you rather have? All right, we won't go too far down the Zeke rabbit hole. Would you rather have Zeke or David Montgomery?
Montgomery. Zeke. I trust that offense as long as they make the right hire. If Dabble's the guy, oh my God, Montgomery is not close.
Would you rather have Zeke or Josh Jacobs?
Jacobs. I'll still take Jacobs.
Ryan looks like this hurt. Ryan looks like this hurt him.
Yeah.
We just pulled Ryan's tooth. That's what we just did.
That's how I feel. I feel like I'm the third trimester right now.
The third trimester. Josh Jacobs did only have two games over 100 yards. Like, he did have a good year, though.
I don't know what their offense is going to look like or coaching. Like, there's a lot of questions there.
It's going to be Harbaugh. Mark my words, it'll be Harbaugh.
I think it's going to be Harbaugh, too. But that's a whole – that makes me not trust it.
Yeah, I think that's more questionable. That's good.
Yeah.
Let's move on and talk a couple Pittsburgh wide receivers. Deontay Johnson and Chase Claypool. So Deontay is getting drafted like the wide receiver 12. Deontay Johnson's been buzzing on Twitter all week so far, it seems like. I feel like everybody keeps tweeting about Deontay and how he's not valued high enough and how he drops everything. And so Deontay Johnson is getting drafted.
He did have a rough game.
He had a rough go. But getting drafted like the wide receiver 12 and Claypool getting drafted like the wide receiver 24. Foss, you're closest to Pittsburgh. Kick us off. You're in Pittsburgh. Kick us off and let us
know.
You're the resident Pittsburgh fan.
We're going to throw another time down on the side for words I'm about to say.
Pay your respect to the local Pittsburgh legend retiring this week. You already did. I saw the picture you posted. I laughed.
I did. I thought it was a great picture.
It was good.
Fantasy-wise, I'm going to say I really like Deontay Johnson for fantasy. And I think – I know he's being drafted as wide receiver 12, but I feel like he's not valued that high, if that makes any sense. Like, he's going to catch a ton of balls no matter who's there and what the offense looks like. His role is pretty solidified, drops or not. But I have no idea what to think about Chase Claypool. Like, I don't want any part of him as a top 24 wide receiver. He's such a boom or bust player, and he's only had – I can't remember who they posted. I think it was Ryan McDowell posted recently. He's only had one or two wide receiver one games.
Yep.
I remember it was one or two since he's been in the league. Like, somebody ranked that area, that ain't it.
Yeah.
I think he's just a downfield jump ball kind of guy. And that's not what we want in fantasy.
Yeah, before the season, I was team Claypool. I have flipped. I am now team Johnson, 100%.
I think Claypool is third out of the pecking order of those wide receivers in Pittsburgh.
With Juju there?
Yep.
Juju's a free agent. We'll see what happens.
And you know what? Yeah. I'd say fourth with Freiermuth. I'd rather throw to Freiermuth than – he's starting to get more volume than Claypool and be more reliable. Like, he's just moving down the pecking order, and he's going to have a couple huge games. And where you're drafting him, you have to start him. And you don't want that.
It sounds like we're all lower than wide receiver 24 on Claypool.
I'm at 36 right now.
Yeah, he'll be in that wide receiver 3 range for me, probably.
Yeah.
I know you said, or I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. You can go.
You're fine. I was just going to say, he'll finish, like, not finish, but right now I have him as wide receiver 32, and just looking at it, there's some guys that need to slide ahead of him. So
yeah. He's wide receiver 37 this season. Like,
I think a lot of the people that really believe in him will point to Ben being washed.
Who will? But Ben is washed. Was washed.
Yeah, 100%.
And he couldn't throw the deep ball, but it still doesn't.
Still doesn't make you feel great about his future prospects.
If he was that great, they would have found a way to get him the ball.
Yeah.
And manufacture touches.
Wide receiver 12, you think is right for Deontay? You think he's a wide receiver one moving forward?
I think
you feel good if Deontay Johnson is your wide receiver one on your dynasty team.
No,
absolutely not.
See, that's the conundrum I have with him.
Deontay Johnson's in this weird vacuum for me with a couple guys I love, like DJ Moore, Terry McLaurin.
I knew you were going to say Terry McLaurin. That's exactly what I was going to bring up.
They're all kind of like right together in this like same high volume guys with low touchdown upside. Because if that comes together, it's huge. But if not, like, you're really happy playing them as your wide receiver too. But I don't want them as my top guy. Like, I don't see those big winning weeks for you.
Yeah, it's strange. And I like Deontay, but I agree. I think I feel better about him as my wide receiver too. And not, you know, comping him as the same player, but it reminds me a lot of people said a lot this past offseason about how Terry McLaurin was quarterback proof and, you know, he was going to vault up from being a wide receiver too. And Terry McLaurin, I think, is just a wide receiver too. And that's not a bad thing.
Yeah. No,
he's a good player. But I have Deontay at wide receiver 16.
I have him 15. I had a little mistake on my rank.
Would you rather have Deontay Johnson or Michael Pittman Jr.?
I think Deontay.
That one's
close. That's a very team makeup kind of like conundrum.
Sure.
Like, if I want an upside play week to week, I want Pittman. If I want somebody I can just plug in, I know it's going to give me 13 points a week in PPR, I want Deontay. Like, it's very team oriented. I'm going to skirt that question because it's hard.
All right, that's fair. You plead the fifth. That's your right as an American.
I think I'd take him over McLaurin, though.
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
I think I'd take him over McLaurin, though.
I would take him over McLaurin. Yeah, I agree. Travis Etienne getting drafted as an RB2, getting drafted as the RB19 right now. Ryan, we already discussed privately. We are in lockstep with the ADP. Eric, what do you think? Our running back 19 is right on the money or too high, too low?
It's probably right on the money, but I'd feel better if he was like five spots down.
Yeah.
Just because I'm cheap.
Frugal. Just because I'm cheap. Thrifty.
Yeah. I like a good deal. So I'll take him at 24. 19's probably a little too rich for my blood, but
that's fair.
I'm fine with it. If you want to put him there, oh man, I hope Travis Etienne's good.
I hope Jacksonville gets the coaching hire right for him, for Lawrence, for
yeah,
for that whole offense. Really,
they're interviewing everyone.
They're literally interviewing everybody. Like, they could get a coach who could turn him into an Austin Eckler type talent, like in that role, where he's just getting the ball force fed to him. And it would be phenomenal. Like, he has that kind of skill set. And that's kind of why you have to have him there, is because of that upside, Ben.
Yeah, I agree. As somebody who's always been really high on Austin Eckler, I agree. I agree. I'm sorry, Mr. Eckler. I agree that he does have that kind of upside. Also, I was very wrong about Austin Eckler, so I will eat my crow.
Like, that skill set at running back with that pass, with like that speed in open field, decent pass catching, like, we're seeing that be really good fantasy year after year now. Like, we're seeing Eckler do it, we're seeing DeAndre Swift, we're seeing obviously Kamara. Like, all these guys who catch the ball are doing so well, and I think he's the next in line if they can find a coach who's not a moron.
You know who is not on
Cordell Patterson even is in that role. Like, he's like Cordell Patterson, and it'd be awesome.
He's got 50-plus reception upside for sure.
Yeah.
You know who's a guy that has that kind of upside for that many receptions and was a top five running back in terms of points per game this year and had over 80 targets, but everyone still hates him because they think he's an old man?
Is that
It's Leonard Fournette.
I'm in on Leonard, man. Where's Leonard going?
I am like defiantly in on Leonard Fournette. I have gone for
RB 27.
Yeah, I'm trading for all the Leonard Fournette
is planted right between Miles Sanders and Ramondre Stevenson.
Guys, come on. Like, and I know what everybody will point to is, oh, he's going to be a free agent. He'll be back.
He'll be back.
He'll be back.
Unless Brady's gone.
He'll be back. Brady ain't going nowhere, and Fournette ain't going anywhere. And, yeah, sign me up for Leonard Fournette getting another 200 carries and 80-plus targets next year from Tom. I'm good with that.
Soon to be two-time Super Bowl champion, Leonard Fournette.
Yeah. Gives playoff Lenny a whole different ring.
Yes, sir.
Literally, right? Ring, Super Bowl ring.
Very punny.
All right, the last thing we have on the show sheet here, the Packers running backs, Aaron Jones, A.J. Dillon, the duo, because they're getting drafted back-to-back in ADP. Aaron Jones getting drafted like the RB20, A.J. Dillon the RB21. Who would you rather have, Foss? Straight up, who would you rather have?
Aaron Jones. Like, we know what Aaron Jones is. I like Dillon. I like Dillon a lot. But Aaron Jones has been a stud. I know he's going to be 28 next year. But this team runs the ball. And guess what? If Aaron Rodgers isn't there, they're going to run the ball even more. They're both going to have fantasy value. But that dude's pass catching, again, with his ability as a rusher, he's a stud in fantasy. Like, I don't know why we hate him. No. I just don't understand. He's RB11 this year right now. And even higher points per game. He's a really good back. But I don't know. I'm probably taking him unless I'm rebuilding. Like, if I'm competitive at all, I want Aaron Jones.
See, I went on the tangent to trade Aaron Jones just because of how Green Bay is using both these guys. And once my computer loads tomorrow, maybe I can see A.J. Dillon's stat line here. How many carries did Aaron Jones have? 171? Yeah, he had 171.
Dillon had 187.
See, and Aaron Jones, he only missed, what, two games? One game?
Yeah, that's my problem, too.
That tells me all I need to know. That's what I said when I said trade Aaron Jones. I'm like, they clearly like Dillon for some odd reason because he's just – he's not better than Aaron Jones. Yeah. But he's a bowling ball, I guess.
There's – yes, he has more targets or more rushing attempts, which he should because he's the bigger back, especially if you're playing with the lead. There's 65 targets that went to Aaron Jones. Dillon 37 is nice, but 65 targets is huge.
They just turned him into their second best receiver. That's what they did.
Yeah.
I do think it's interesting, though, that on 65 targets and Aaron Jones has 391 yards and A.J. Dillon still had 313 yards with his 37 targets.
Yeah, them six touchdowns are nice there.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
You want to know what looking at this tells me? You want to know what my answer is? Neither. I'll take
probably the right answer.
In that much of a split that high, I then I'm kind of turned off by it. So
yeah, I actually that's very astute.
They're probably too rich for my blood.
Take the next guy down, Josh Jacobs.
Just kidding. Yeah, I would. Yeah, I'd go with that.
Take Leonard Fournette.
Take Leonard Fournette.
wait four rounds
and Leonard then get Fournette. Leonard Fournette and be happy when you get what you get again. Yeah, I don't know. That's probably the right way to think about it is I'll take neither. If I have to take one, I think I'm going to take A.J. Dillon. Just because I don't know. I think it keeps trending that way where I think they're really going to be focused on even giving him more of that work next year.
The round they're being drafted in is just ugly in fantasy.
Yeah. It's like a weird spot.
It's just a terrible spot. Like, Hollywood Brown's average is fine. Darren Waller, Amari Cooper, DeAndre Hopkins, Rashad Bateman, TJ Hawkins. I'd probably take TJ Hawkins in that area. out of all those guys. But like, it's just a really odd area of the draft.
I would definitely take T.J. Hockenson that area.
Yeah, out of all those guys, and I'd probably take Cooper over all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, that'll do it. Thank you all for listening to this episode of the Dynasty Draft Room, presented by Sports Illustrated's NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. We're going to be back with more of the Dynasty Draft Room next week, but be sure to tune in tomorrow to hear from our friends on the Prospect Profits to keep you up to date on everything you need to know as it pertains to the NFL Draft and college football. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Later, taters.